From a few yards away, a woman and four small children watch a massive machine rumble to life.
We got our flashing safety lights here for traffic.
They stand, look, and point as a boat is lifted, carried over a road and dam, and dropped gently in the water on the other side. Scott Blado is operating the machine called the Burnt Rollways Boat Hoist.
It's a novelty. It's just kind of a thing that you go and do. You know, it's not really, we got to go that way kind of thing. It's more of an event.
Every year, the boat hoist transports hundreds of fishing boats, pontoons, and speedboats the few feet over the dam that separates the Eagle River and Three Lakes chains. It may be something of a novelty, but it's actually written into Wisconsin state statute. When Scott Blado's employer, the Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company, bought the dam more than a century ago to help regulate water flows, constructing a lift was part of the deal. The first version, a so-called marine railway, was built in 1911.
And it was a water wheel and a wooden trestle way that would carry the boats up and over the dam. So
almost 70 years ago, WVIC President Bob Wiley crafted a new electric lift using surplus hoists and motors from World War II.
Essentially, what you see there today is what Bob Wiley designed in the 50s.
History is rich in this place. Burnt Rollways, the official name of the Three Lakes chain and the boat hoist, came about from a logging era story. Anticipating a downstream businessman wouldn't pay for the logs floated to him, loggers burned a rollway, an implement used in transporting timber to waterways.
Apparently it's sunken somewhere about a mile upstream from the dam.
Scott Blado can't vouch for how much of the story is true and how much is a tall tale. However, piloting a boat through the channel below the hoist and dam, he can speak to something else.
Here's where we'd be getting into where it was really bad.
The ease of navigation between last year and this year is tangible.
Right here, proceeding like we are right now, with the trim down all the way, last year we would be hitting sand now, pretty much all through here.
Sand accumulation made parts of the channel nearly impassable. The farther from the dam, the weaker the channel's current, and the more the water dumped sand onto the bottom.
It was to the point where, you know, the word was out, you can't get up to the boat hoist, or down for that matter.
But last fall, a major dredging project removed 4,000 cubic yards of sand. It has now afforded boats easy access to the channel, like to a place where it opens into a haven for birds. One of the people likely to hear comments from boaters about better navigation is Gene Kucharski, the Burnt Rollways dam tender. He's in charge of manipulating the dam to ensure the right flow rate.
It's muscle power. It's got a big wheel on it, and you got to crank it up. It's got cables, and you just simply crank it on the wheel, and you crank it up to whatever level it needs to be. It's doable, even for an old geezer like me.
Kucharski is also one of the three operators of the boat hoist, all retired, all working part-time for the enjoyment of seeing boats, running the machine, and interacting with people.
And they like to have their picture taken with their boat up in the air over the road. So that's, with cell phones now, that's one of my other side jobs, is I got to take a picture of everybody as they go over.
So you're a lift operator and photographer.
And photographer to boot, yep.
When families get their picture taken, go over the hoist, and navigate the channel, their experience is almost identical to that of boaters in the 1950s or 60s. There's history all around, says the WVIC's Scott Blado.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's other than the growth of the vegetation, it's going to be a similar experience for sure.
And maybe those four children watching from the side will have a story to share at the end of the summer. Maybe, that is, if things work the way they did in Kucharski's day.
At least when I was in school, that was one of the first days back in school. That's what you had to do, is write a report what I did over the summer. What a better thing to do than that.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.